Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Well, for the people who aren't at Joe Louis tonight, I'll tell you where many of them are. They're right there on 12 Mile in Berkeley at 24 Seconds Bar and Grill, because that is the place to be, our Parker, everything sports.
You know it, Mark. And best of all, 24 Seconds has many local craft beers, including Shorts, Founders, Bell's, and Atwater, plus, Mark, and many other craft beers.
And many people have probably been there all day. Watch the Tigers early, stick around for the Red Wings, until Bob kicks them out. And he doesn't want to do that because he loves his people. He loves them there. And at 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley, every seat is a great seat. Great drink specials, too.
And, Mark, they also have knockout food specials like the homemade mac and cheese. Very good comfort food. I love the chicken wings and a little Caesar salad with no croutons. But they also have the great blackened tilapia. That's a good tasty treat as well.
Give me that Philly cheesesteak or one of their great pizzas,
make
man.
You know, I mean,
how many times has Bob sent me home with a pizza or three? It's 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley, right there on 12 Mile. It's, you can't miss it. It's between the Greenfield and the Coolidge. It's right there on the right-hand side if you're heading over that way. You know where it is by now, don't you? 24 Seconds Bar and Grill. Check them out at 24secondsbar.com.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get 24 Second.
Is this a little craze for me? You know, they don't run this anymore. They don't do a theme song anymore. They just show the card. No, that's cool. It's Grey's Anatomy from the first few years. And then Shonda Rhimes just said, let's just do a card. So just the Grey's Anatomy thing comes up, and there's no real open to that show anymore. So
they take away all the fun. Go back to when we had a TV theme song. You could be in the other room, and you hear that theme come on, and you know
your show's
on. You know
what, though, Rob? Especially ABC, Scandal, Revenge, all the one-name shows. They have no themes. They have no nothing. It's just the show starts. They put up a graphic.
It says Scandal,
and they move on. And they don't take even 5 seconds extra to waste time, I guess, with
even
a,
the thing that's weird is Frasier's theme is like the song that they plays at the end.
Right.
Frasier left the building. Yeah. It's at the end.
Tossed salad and scrambled eggs. Frasier has left the building.
Yeah, that's
of course, Frasier hasn't been on in 1,000 years, Rob, but good stuff.
I'm sorry.
Like Frasier just was on last night. He was watching.
How long has that show been off? Has that show been off?
Years. Years, man.
Has it? I don't know.
Frasier Crane and Niles Crane.
When did that show go
Dude,
off?
Dude.
When did that show
Hot
go off?
Hot in Cleveland's been on, what, 5, 6 years now?
No, it hasn't. It's been
Jane Leaves, who was on that show.
No, I know. I want to know exactly when Frasier. It hasn't been 10 years. That was like
2004 or 2005.
Somebody looked that up for
it's
me.
Probably, you know what? You're probably right there. It's probably the year it went off the air. It was around the early 2000s.
2004.
There you go. Ten years, dude.
Unbelievable.
You pulled another one. You did it again. You
went
a fine
2-0 wings.
Pavel Datsyuk just scored. Not that fluke tonight. Datsyuk. Look at the wings. Look at the wings, people. Going crazy at y'all.
We are the hockey town.
That's right.
Got to get whatchamacallit, Let's Party. Remember that one? That was great, too.
Yeah, that's Let's Party.
That was Homer. Let's Party. And then get the Hasek saying that, no, I'm not coming back. All right, so it's 2-0.
So Pavel put it down and then just, oh, no.
Do it. Let's do the thing. Let's do it.
All right, let's get you caught up with a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson. Sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
Round one, game four at Joe Louis is now a 2-0 score. You got a goal early in the first period by Nick Cronwell on the power play. First power play connection for the Wings in the postseason. And now Pavel Datsyuk has scored. That's his second goal of the postseason. He also scored in game one, of course. 38th career playoff goal. And it's now a 2-0 Wings lead with a lot of time left to go. 15:33 to play yet in the second period. 2-0 Wings over the Bruins. Hang on. White Sox, that was close. Tiger almost spilled the water. You can see it because you're watching us on ParkerTheMan.com. Tigers beat the White Sox this afternoon 7-4. Max Scherzer, 10 strikeouts and 6. 15 total Ks in the game between Jabba Chamberlain, Al Albuquerque, and Joe Nathan, who got his fourth save. Davis with 3 hits, second homer. Miggy, 2 hits, 3 RBI. So far, Rajay Davis has paid off some dividends for him. Not too bad in the first 19 games. Detroit 11-8, start an 8-game road trip at Minnesota tomorrow. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker and the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. They're in the fourth quarter now in Atlanta. NBA playoffs game 3, Hawks and Pacers. Atlanta leads 75-64 in that fourth quarter. They've had a lead all night. Grizzlies lead the Thunder 38-28 in the second. Tony Allen has 10 for Memphis. Tayshaun is playing a lot, 14 minutes so far, but has no points. Clippers and Warriors go at 10:30. Other NHL Cup playoffs, game 4. Colorado-Minnesota start in about 18 minutes from now. Avs up 2-1 in that series. In about an hour and 18 minutes, it'll be the Kings and the Sharks from the Staples Center. San Jose can wrap it up with a win. They're up 3-0. Other baseball in the AL this afternoon. Cleveland beat Kansas City 5-1. All five runs come in the fifth inning for the Indians on five hits. Twins beat the Rays down in Tampa 9-7. They're 11-10 as the Tigers hit Target Field tomorrow night. Jays over the Orioles 3-2. So the Blue Jays, that's in the seventh now, have the lead on Baltimore. A couple of home runs by Toronto, Deonor Navarro and Colby Rasmus. Yankees lead the Red Sox 7-2 in the fifth. Mark Teixeira, his first homer of the season. A's lead the Astros now 3-1 in the second. National League, Reds beat the Pirates 2-1. Mets over the Cardinals 4-1 behind Bartolo Colon. And Daisuke Matsuzaka, who gets his first major league save, now the closer after they tried Valverde, they tried Farnsworth in New York, and now it's down to Daisuke. D-backs and the Cubs, Arizona, Gibby and the Diamondbacks beat the Cubs at Wrigley 5-2. Padres lead the Nationals now in D.C. 3-2 in the seventh. Phillies Dodgers going in about an hour from now. PGA Zurich Classic at TPC Louisiana, round one outside New Orleans. Ben Martin, a 10-under par 62. That's his best round ever on the PGA Tour. Leads a has a two-shot lead on Andrew Svoboda and three shots up on two others. Second round is tomorrow. NASCARs are in Richmond for the 400 Saturday night. Quals rolls tomorrow at 5:10. That's your qualifying. So it'll be right around 5:10 in the early evening. And Robert Griffin, the Trois, will drive the pace car for the race on Saturday night. So the Richmond 400, that will be on Saturday evening, and RG3 drives the pace car. Isn't that exciting? And that is your sports wrap presented by Sporty Cuts. Just to let you know how we're moving along here, next, a week from yesterday, well, I don't have to say anything like that, a week from Saturday is the Kentucky Derby. Look at Rob. Saturday will be in 2 days. A week from Saturday is already the Kentucky Derby.
Mind-boggling.
Isn't it? First of all, you know I'm a horse guy. I love the horses. I haven't even looked. I've seen a couple of mentions. I saw the Santa Anita for a little bit, and I tried to check the thing, who's really hot and who's not, but I don't have a good grasp on it yet. That's not like me. I've always been like up on the hot horses. This will be the 140th run for the roses, too. Because I cannot believe it's almost May. Cinco de Mayo it'll be a week from next Monday. Come on! What are you talking about? How could we already be at the end of April? 24th of April, 2014. So the story at Northwestern, tomorrow's the big vote. Tomorrow morning, the players will vote on unionization.
What you got, Mark?
Well, I'll tell you what. This really, if you still don't have a grasp, and this is so far ahead of people right now, in my opinion, the people who are stuck in the old, talk about old days, you know, they don't want to pay players, they hear this issue's coming up now, they don't get it, they don't understand how you even do it, it'll be hard. Well, yeah, okay, a lot of things in life are hard. It means you don't not just not do them because it's difficult, and it wouldn't be that difficult. And then somebody came out and said the average, like, good football player or good basketball player should have probably earned about $150,000 as well as the scholarship. And they say, well, the scholarship, shouldn't that be enough for a college athlete? But this is why. This is what you put on the stove. Maybe you don't even realize this. And this is part of what you're – to answer your – about my gut, Rob. When you put a scholarship in an athlete's hand, or I don't care if it's a music department scholarship or a journalism scholarship or an academic scholarship, whether it be academic or athletic – do you realize that when you put that scholarship in someone's hand, they become, in effect, an employee of the university?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to acknowledge that that scholarship has the value it does. You want to talk about it, say, hey, shouldn't the scholarship be enough? But that makes you an employee. You are now an official employee of that school because it has value.
Mark, who gets free tuition at the university?
What, like provost kids and legacies.
Employees. If you work at the school, they let you go there for free.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yep, yep.
What are they? They're employees, right? Mm-hmm.
They're employees of the university.
Okay, that's
it's the same effect. So as employees, this is where the ruling by the NLRB came down, was that, wait a second, if you're not going to diminish the scholarship and you're going to hold it like a banner, then you have to acknowledge that by giving a thing of value to a student coming into your university, that makes them, in effect, an employee. As employees, they have the right to gather and to unionize, if so be it. We
they
have
know,
that
they
ability
know this
in this
is a game changer, and this is why. Who's the head coach? I forgot his name.
Pat Fitzgerald.
I lost all respect for him. Talking about if they vote for it, would be a betrayal of him.
Yeah,
Mark,
right.
Not even of
because he doesn't want to be the first guy. Exactly right.
Him.
He is taking this personally.
Wow,
Coach Fitz, who of course loves that school. He played at that school. He's endowed at that school. He gives money to that school, and he takes money. He extracts money from that school as a very highly paid head football coach at Northwestern. So he is taking it personally. He has that mindset. He has that temperament. He's a hard-headed guy. He's very emotional. And he's a two-time Big Ten player of the year, defensive player of the year, maybe player of the year at Northwestern. That's how good he was. He was the guy that helped Gary Barnett bring Northwestern back from the dead when they went to the Rose Bowl in the mid-90s. Whoever thought we'd ever see Northwestern in the Rose Bowl again? This school is not this piece of garbage athletic program anymore. This is a very respected athletic program. Basketball hasn't quite got there yet. They hire good people. I mean, Bill Carmody was a good coach. He just couldn't get it done. And
Chris, it happens sometimes. We talk about it all the time. Sometimes it just doesn't happen.
Right, and Chris Collins, he's got the Duke legacy. He went to my high school. He's from the area, Glenbrook North High School, my high school, in Northbrook, Illinois. And, of course, Doug lived there when he was that's where he was born, I think, when Doug was coaching the Bulls. And that's why, Chris was able to do all this stuff. But anyhow, he's at Northwestern now. So you got these two kind of very emotional guys who love the area, love the school, and love whatnot. So there you go again, Rob. Pat Fitzgerald has gone off the rails on this, thinking that I'm going to be the first guy. Really? It couldn't be Duke. It couldn't be Wake Forest. It couldn't be Miami. It couldn't be Stanford.
And instead, I appreciate a guy like Nick Saban, who's had all the success, Mark, made a lot of money, and said, I think it's time that athletes do come to the table and have a say in what's going on. I respect Nick Saban. He should be thinking about it the other way, encouraging his team. Don't you understand what they're missing? They're about this. This is a major step in American history. I want to be on the right side. You know what I always look at it like, Mark? And I say this all the time. Colin Powell. Mark, when it came down to it, what happened? Republican, went all the way up, rose as high as he could, did all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
He said, I'm not going to be on the outside looking in when we have the first black president of this country. What did he do? He endorsed Barack Obama, right? Went against everything that he had done, Republican, all the way up. Sometimes you have to look at stuff deeper and say, what side do you want to be on when they write the history book, Mark? What side do you want to be on?
Well, unless I missed my mark on this. Pat Fitzgerald and Mark Emmert, the president of the NC2A, are going to be looked on as villains when you talk about how history is going to look at
these
guys.
Right, because eventually this is going to happen. And you'll hear about how Northwestern bullied the kids and didn't allow the media to be around and mark the stuff that they did before it finally got passed at some other school, which will be heralded as the one that paved the way and did the right thing. The same way we could go back. Same way the other teams didn't want Jackie Robinson. We're not going to play the Brooklyn Dodgers, right? We won't go to Brooklyn. We won't play them.
Well,
how'd they look in the movie, Mark?
Terrible.
Terrible.
But I look at the Curt Flood story because Curt Flood affected everybody.
Yep, everybody.
Curt Flood, he got, you know what, towards the end of his life, he finally got some accolades, but he spent a long time destitute. Nobody would help him. They finally paid his medical bills when he came down with the cancer, and that was at the end of his life when I think they kind of knew he was history, and he died at 59. Curt Flood could still be alive today. He died at 59. The reason I brought up Curt Flood last couple of days.
I'm glad you said it because you watched the story.
Well, that, it's fresh in my head, but because this is a Curt Flood moment for Kane Coulter. At least Curt Flood had a dog in the fight. Kurt Flood was hoping to he'd be the guy.
And Kurt Flood gave up, Mark, which was a good career at that time.
He had a good career. He was not on the wane yet, but this really affected him. And when he finally signed for $110,000 with the Washington Senators, Ted Williams hated him, wanted no part of him. And in Williams' defense, Kurt Flood was a goofball by then. He was slow. He was fat. He didn't want to play anymore. He just wanted the money. He needed money because he was heavily in debt. He had a horrible issue with all sorts of problems, alcohol and whatnot. He had gone down to the depths. Kane Colter is done at Northwestern.
2-1.
Boston has just scored.
It's going to be some game here. This is a big
that Krug
game.
On the power play? So they've scored a power play goal.
It was 4-4, I think, Mark.
Krug on the goal for Boston.
Unless they had just got off the ice. At one point, it was 4-4.
We're about halfway through the game. It's at 9:46 to play in the second period. It's now 2-1 Red
Wings. No. It's five guys out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, coming up, we'll talk more about that. Then we'll hit the Lions on their final day of the voluntary minicamp
today.
Yeah,
I want to find out about this mystery.
Dude, I'm telling you. I don't know why this town isn't in an uproar. Look, I'm just looking at those guys across the glass. They just look at me like, what is your problem? Like, what's your deal? Like these minions we have come in here, they have to sit here every night with us, Rob. And I know you feel bad for them.
I feel very bad.
Because they have to sit here and watch this. And they say they're okay with it. But I don't think so. I think what they do is they walk around and they just look to see if there's donuts hanging out on that round table in the other room there. Because that's where the food is. I've learned that. Right, Gary? Give me a thumbs up. Gary knows. He's got it. Did you see donuts there? They had Dunkin' there the other day. Nah, they're fine. They're happy. You know what? They're excited. They're excited to be here. Just like you're excited to watch us at ParkerTheMan.com and listen to us right here on Detroit's 1130, the original WDFN, The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130, WDFN, The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
Bertuzzi's played 4 minutes, 56 seconds, and Zetterberg's played 7:40 tonight. So Zetterberg's playing. He's out there doing it, and the Wings are up 2-1, and he even has a shot on goal tonight. Hey, anybody you know, yourself maybe even, have less than perfect credit? Has less than perfect credit prevented you from getting the auto or home loan you're looking for? If so, you need to contact the good peeps. I'm talking the good peeps at United Credit.
That's right, Mark, and you know what? United Credit is a national leader in credit restoration and education. Having less than perfect credit can cost you thousands in additional interest fees and even higher auto insurance rates.
With over 10 years' experience, they've got an A-plus rating with the BB&B, that's your Better Business Bureau, and have achieved great results for thousands of very satisfied clients.
That's right. Let them help you restore your score. Did you hear me, Mark Wilson?
I dig that. It used to be the old restore the roar, Lions. How about restore your score? That's so much better.
That's right. And get the credit you deserve. Pick up the phone. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can call right now. Right now, 877-274-7654. Mark, what's that number?
877-274-7654. It's United Credit.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get United credited.
Say the line.
What? What day was it? When did we start the fan again? I just forgot. On July 11th, Rob Parker was asked to wear, that was the old one. It's the Odd Couple. Love, that's my favorite show right
you
here.
You used to do it so much better than that.
I wasn't ready. Hey, Gary, start over.
Stop it cold.
Let's start over.
Do it right. Or don't do it.
I'll do it.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
All right, let's do it. On November 11th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his friend Oscar Madison. Several years earlier, Madison's wife had thrown him out, requesting that he never return. Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy? Thank you.
Now,
no script.
Come on, give me that full music up. Didn't Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier do that?
I think so.
You remember that? I'll bet you that's on YouTube. That was pretty clever. Gretzky and Messier did that when they were with the Rangers. That's what it was, when they were with the Rangers, because I think Gretz was the you know, upstanding, like the Felix Unger, and Messier was the Messi guy. This big finish?
This is a big version of something else.
Yeah, this is good. Yeah. This is like a jazz tune now.
Very nice,
this
though.
Is like being at Buddy Guy's place, you know.
Buddy Guy, wow. That's the Odd Couple.
No, Buddy Guy's place is still relevant in Chicago.
Now, Gary, Gary, how old are you? I have no idea. Gary, how old are you?
Just turned 33.
Okay, 33.
Really?
I know.
Seriously?
What do you mean?
You're 33?
How old do you thought he was?
I was like mid-20s.
Mid-20s?
Because I can't grow facial hair. Come on, back off, Mark.
Is that what it is?
I don't mean anything by it. I just...
I thought he was old. He's married. I thought he was about 30.
But well, that's why I'm always surprised when you like know older stuff.
Right, and this is why I was asking you your age. Do you remember when DFN first started?
A couple of years after. I started listening to radio really heavily when I was in high school, so like late 90s.
Okay, yeah.
So what was your favorite show to listen to?
Parker and the Man.
No, come on, seriously.
No, I was a big Stern fan.
Oh, Howard? Okay.
Yeah, and then I listened to Stoney and Wojo a ton. I listened to Rome back in the day, too.
What about Mojo? Just go Mojo.
Mojo and Jay Towers and Alan Cox in the morning on 106.7
right.
The D.
Right, and then 92.3.
Okay, but you
Steve Harvey.
He used to listen to our show before. Don't Mark discount him.
I think he's making that up.
No, I was a huge fan. I actually said the only time I've ever called into a radio show, I called into you guys.
Oh, you did tell
did you
me
play
that,
Sports
yeah.
Execution? What was this? Or you were just ragging?
No, it was just a random call in. It was pretty terrible, actually.
That's all right. Well, the show was terrible, not you. That's
oh,
cool.
My.
But, oh, come on.
I was just going to say that when we first started the station here, me and Stoney did the afternoon show called The Odd Couple. That's the only reason I brought it
That's what
it
was called.
Yep, it's called The Odd Couple.
And then literally Rob couldn't take it anymore and left after 8 months.
I know, after 8 or 9. I don't even know.
It played out just like the show.
I was just getting started. I couldn't believe it. But anyway.
Just getting started. All right, coming up, we got a sports wrap. We're going to wrap things up with the Lions. Oh, you know what? Before we do that, what do you think the outcome will be tomorrow at Northwestern?
I think they're going to pass it.
I'm going to go passing as well. I know that Trevor Siemian and some of the other players and Venrick Marks say no.
I think they understand the importance of this.
I think the guys that are lesser than the Venrick Marks and the Trevor Siemians will go with it. I think they want to be a part of something special, and I think that's why you go to Northwestern University.
Right, you're not exactly, Mark.
Right?
I agree. This is not some fly-by-night
college.
Exactly.
Thing.
This is you go
this
to
This is why you go to Northwestern.
This is why you because you want to change the world, right?
Exactly. It's right. One of those schools.
I could see this happening at Columbia or Princeton or, you know what I mean, or schools like that. That's why those kids go to right. Those schools.
I won't be shocked, but I'll be surprised if this does not pass at Northwestern.
If I told you all the stuff that my godson is doing at Stanford, Mark, Christian, you would
oh,
be.
Oh, yeah,
you
stuff
know
you
that.
Can't do at other schools.
Exactly.
He just doesn't exist.
He's unbelievable.
My niece wants that same experience now at Rutgers in grad school.
Right.
She checked other schools. Rutgers is very good for what she's doing.
Rutgers is a very good school, yes.
In her field in graduate school work. So that's why she's going there. So I those are academia.
Other
people.
Than the stench of New Jersey, she'll do just fine.
I understand. What is that, Piscataway or New Brunswick or something? But Rob, you academias, I don't get you.
What?
It's a whole other story. We can't do it right now. We don't have time. 248-848-1130. So we both think it'll pass, but I think by a very slim margin. Coming up next, we'll tell you the guys, the big one, that didn't show up for the voluntary camp. And Jim Caldwell should be very angry. It's next on Sports Night with Parker the Man.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.